morning. Welcome to Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Taisha Harden, and I am honored to leave you in this time of prayer. Trust in God. Seems simple enough, right? Well, this morning, our devotion is coming from Jesus Calling, day 172 in our book, Trusting Me. This narrative in Exodus finds us where Moses has led the people of God from Egypt. They have just experienced this miraculous miracle of God parting the Red Sea. And what seemed like a triumphant victory led them to 3 days in the wilderness. They had just experienced this miracle that God had done, and it was exhilarating. It was exciting. And then they travel along to this place called Marah, which means bitterness. And there they find themselves thirsty. They're in the wilderness complaining because they've had no water for 3 days. Here they get into this life situation where they have to determine, can I trust God even in the midst of bad circumstances? And I think we find ourselves sometime in that same space where we're wondering, can we trust God when we're in the midst of our difficult situations? Well, I'm here on this morning to encourage someone that you can trust God, not because of what God has done, but because of who God is. God's attributes show us that God is faithful. God has never left us nor forsaken us. So even in the midst of our adverse times, we can trust God in and through it. We can work our faith muscles and know that we have a God who is always there for us. So even when we're in the midst of our most difficult situations, God is with us. God is faithful. God is a miracle worker. And God can turn our bitter situations into something sweet. Would you pray with me this morning? God, we thank you for your proximity to us. We thank you that you have never left us nor forsaken us. God, we thank you that even when we're in our most difficult times, in our most trying situations, that you wrap your loving arms around us, that you are there even when we can't trace you, but we can trust your presence to always be with us. God, we thank you not only for your proximity to us, but God, we thank you that we have access to you, that we can go before your throne of grace and ask for you to come in the midst of our situations. God, that we know who we can call because your character speaks for itself, that we can rest upon your promises to know that we have all that we need in you. And God, even when things are not going our way, even when our timing seems off, even when it seems like hope is nowhere to be found, we serve a God that is bigger than any situation. So we know that we can trust in you. God, we thank you because your character speaks for itself. You are the great I am. And in that, we can rest assured that all is taken care of. Not in our might, God, but in your might, God, that you are the one that can handle every situation. That no matter what situations look like, you are the God that we can put our trust in. So whether we're in this season of victory or in this season of bitterness, we know that you are sweet and we can put all trust in you. God, teach us not to complain when we're going through. Teach us to be gracious, to remember all that you have done in times past, to know that you can be trusted because you are trustworthy. God, teach us to stand upon your promises and know that you are a God that will not lie, that we can take your word to the bank because you are God and God alone. God, we thank you for always being near to us, for always being gracious to us. God, we just thank you for all that you have done in our lives and for all that you will do in our lives. God, we just thank you because even in our most difficult seasons, you are there with us. So Lord, we thank you for this reminder on today that we can trust in you, that we can put our faith in you and exercise those muscles of faith that build faith formation. God, that our spiritual disciplines can be things that we lean upon and not our own understanding to grow more in you, to grow more in our faith, and to trust that you have all things in control because you have all power in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray and count it done. Amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you have been blessed and that you will have a prosperous day. We look forward to having you at worship on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can worship both in person or online via Facebook, the website www.rayofhope.org, or YouTube. You may also join us on Wednesday for prayer. Have a blessed day.